It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto. Hello. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Sutter Health Park in Sacramento, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Sacramento Rivercats, a AAA affiliate of the San Francisco Giants. By the Rainiers, winners of two of the first three games in this series, including an 8-5 victory here last night that saw the Rainiers collect 13 hits, their biggest total of hits in a game in nearly a month. We'll see if they can continue the successful offensive results here tonight, as Tacoma is going to be playing tonight's game without Mitch Haniger, who has been in the lineup the last several days on a rehab assignment. He is not in there today. And also, the Rainiers have to play without Kevin Padlo, who was designated for assignment today as part of a series of roster moves that the Seattle Mariners made. Padlo had a big game yesterday. So did Haniger, for that matter. Haniger reached base four times, drove in two runs. Padlo had three hits, single, triple, homer, and drove in a couple of runs himself. So two big holes in the lineup caused by that, but the Rainiers getting some other guys in there today, as they hope to make it 3 out of 4 from Sacramento tonight. On the mound for the Rainiers, right-hander Darren McCacken. McCacken 6-5 on the season, a 4.79 ERA. He'll be opposed by Sacramento's 6-foot-11-inch tall right-hander Sean Jelly. Jelly is 4-5 with a 5.22 ERA. The Rainiers have not just won two of the first three games of this series, but they've won four of their last five games overall, and are solidly in fourth place in the division right now, 11.5 games behind first place Reno, but 2.5 games ahead of Sacramento, who's behind them in the standings. It's the AAA affiliates of the Seattle Mariners and San Francisco Giants going head-to-head here at Sutter Health Park in Sacramento. We'll get you caught up on this latest round of roster moves when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. Being a baseball fanatic like me can be stressful. It's not all sports points and touchdowns. So Progressive is going to help you take your mind off your team for a moment. Instead of thinking about how they missed that goal point score, think about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive letting you choose coverage options based on your budget. Unlike your team that missed the end zone net area. Well, anyway, hope this distraction about Progressive's Name Your Price tool was helpful. It sure kept me from thinking about all those penalty balls. Yay, sports!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Tacoma Rainiers taking on Sacramento tonight. Fourth game of a six-game series. We've got another night game for you tomorrow and then a day game to wrap it up on Sunday. And then the Rainiers are off Monday. And on Tuesday, they start their longest homestand of the year, a 13-game homestand beginning Tuesday night. Check TacomaRainiers.com for game time information and upcoming promotions. Roster change for the Rainiers today as Kurt Casale is beginning a rehab assignment for Tacoma. The major league catcher acquired at the trade deadline from San Francisco strained his oblique in the big leagues on the 4th of July and close to returning from that. And he played in two rehab games prior to being traded to Tacoma. And now he's going to play in his first one for the Rainiers today. So Kurt Casale is in there for Tacoma today. Mariners made a roster claim. They claimed outfielder Derek Hill off waivers from the Detroit Tigers, former first-round draft pick back in 2014. He split his time this year between AAA and the major leagues in the Detroit Tigers system. He has been optioned to Tacoma. He's not here yet, but they made the move earlier today.
And to make room for him on the 40-man roster, they designated for assignment the Red Ears infielder Kevin Padlo. So Padlo is in baseball purgatory for the moment, as he's going to wait a few days to see if he gets claimed off of waivers or not. And if he does not, he will be outrighted to Tacoma. But we've got to wait and see what happens first. So Padlo out of action for a few days while his fate is determined. All right, we're caught up on the roster. We'll get to the starting lineups in today's game right after this.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/RBI. netsuite.com/RBI.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Tacoma Red Ears, who have a record of 45 wins and 56 losses. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich, who is celebrating his 35th birthday today. Leading off for Tacoma, playing center field, is Taylor Trammell. Batting second, doing the catching, is Kurt Casale. Hitting third, second baseman Jonathan Villar. In the cleanup spot, playing first base, is Zach Green. Eric Mejia hits fifth. He's in right field. Batting sixth is designated hitter Brian O'Keefe. Hitting seventh, the left fielder Scott Heineman. Batting eighth is shortstop Mason McCoy. And hitting ninth, the third baseman Drew Ellis. On the mound for the Red Ears, right-hander Darren McCacken. He is 6-5 with a 4.79 ERA. The Sacramento Rivercats are 43-59 on the year. The San Francisco Giants AAA club is managed by Dave Brundage. Leading off, playing center field, is Elliot Ramos. Batting second, designated hitter Isan Diaz. Hitting third, the third baseman Jason Vossler. In the cleanup spot, doing the catching, is Andrew Knapp. Batting fifth, the first baseman Jason Krizan. Hitting sixth is second baseman Ford Proctor. Batting seventh, the left fielder Austin Dean. Hitting eighth, right fielder Ka'ai Tom. And batting ninth, the shortstop Shane Matheny. On the mound for the Rivercats, right-hander Sean Jelly. Jelly is 4-5 with a 5.22 ERA. Umpires, Austin Jones has the plate. Jose Navas, the crew chief, is at first, and Taka Matsuda is at third. It's Tacoma and Sacramento, game four of a six-game series. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of tonight's game right after this.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System. And MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game Day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores. Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseballs. We're about ready to start this one, the Rainiers and the Sacramento River Cats. Not as hot today as it has been through the first three games of this series. 83 degrees, our game time temperatures. Some wispy clouds overhead here in Sacramento. And a light breeze blowing out towards center field. Sean Jelly on the mound, the tall right-hander, 6'11", into his motion at his first pitch of the game to the rehabbing Taylor Trammell is taken up high for a ball, and we are underway here in Sacramento. Trammell was off yesterday. He's 3-for-9 at the plate during this rehab assignment in three games. He swings at the next pitch and pulls a grounder to first. It's fielded by Jason Krizan, who underhands it to Jelly, covering first base for the out. Two pitches, one out in the top of the first inning. Trammell is retired, and now Kurt Casale is the hitter. This is Casale's Tacoma Rainiers debut, his Seattle Mariners organization debut. Was with San Francisco this year, got traded at the deadline in the deal that also brought the Mariners Matthew Boyd. Pitch to Casale is taken for a ball. Casale, veteran catcher, 33 years old. Coming back from a strained oblique. 1-0 pitch from Jelly is a swing and a miss, and the count's even now, 1-1. Jelly peers over the glove as he gets the sign. Now his 1-1 pitch is a check swing foul towards the Tacoma dugout, and the count goes to 1-2. Casale played in two rehab games for Sacramento prior to being traded. Now Jelly with the 1-2 pitch up and away, 2-2. In the major leagues this year, Casale has been in 41 games, all with the Giants, hit .231 with a .695 OPS at four homers. He takes one down low for a ball. And he figures to share the catching position with Cal Raleigh in Seattle once he's ready. It'll be interesting to see what the Mariners decide to do, because that would give them three catchers if they keep Luis Torrens. Now the pitch is pulled between short and third, and there's a base hit into left field. Casale is on with a one-out single to left. So Casale has a base hit. And now Jonathan Villar will be the batter. New names with the Rainiers have joined the club during this series. VR appearing in his third game with the team today, as he was just signed as a free agent after having been released out of the big leagues by the Angels. Switch hitter, he bats left, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now here comes the 0-1 pitch on its way. And it is taken high and inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Jelly working with catcher Andrew Knapp. Sacramento has Jason Krizan playing first, holding the runner on. Up the middle is Proctor and Matheny at second and short. And now here's a ball hit the other way by VR. And there's a ground ball single into left field. Right between short and third, Casale, Casale, pardon me, goes to second base and stops there. And runners are at first and second with one out for Zach Green. So a couple of base hits here in the first. Good to see after the team had 13 hits yesterday. And a couple of hits early in this one today. Here's Zach Green. Green hitting 230 for the Red Ears, 14 homers, 731 OPS, appearing in his 70th game of the year tonight. Jelly's pitch is swung on, broken bat, grounded to short, could be two. Matheny feeds Proctor for one, relay to first, in time for two. On a bang, bang play, it's a double play, and that ends the top of the first inning. Zach Green, broken bat and all, grounds into a 6-4-3 double play. No runs on two hits. There were no errors. One runner left. We go to the bottom of the first. Tacoma nothing. Sacramento coming to the plate.
Hey, Rainiers fans. What are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
A boot built to feel like weightless comfort. Zero Gravity Boots at Boot Barn. Designed with rodeo athletes in mind, Zero Gravity Boots utilize advanced footwear technology for all-day comfort. Each pair features the lightweight Zero Gravity insole made with a memory foam cushion for comfort, shock absorption for energy return, and airflow with temperature control to keep you cool. A new force of comfort. Cody James Zero Gravity Boots, only at Boot Barn.
Hey, Tacoma fans! America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
Well, the Red Ears did not score in the top of the first, and now the Sacramento River Cats come to the plate at the bottom of the first inning. Darren McCacken making the start tonight. He'll face Elliot Ramos to get things started for the River Cats. McCacken making his team-leading 20th start of the year this evening. He is 6-5 with a 4.79 ERA, and his pitch is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Darren McCacken facing Sacramento for his third time this year as his next pitch is in there for a strike. 0-2 the count to Ramos. Had an absolute gem of a game against the River Cats on June 15th at Cheney Stadium. Sears went outside. That was the no-hit bid. He had a no-hitter broken up with one out in the eighth inning. Struck out a career-high 11 in that game. Here's his 1-2 to Ramos, and it is a little bit low for a ball. 2-2. Sacramento, though, did hit him around a bit when McCacken pitched here in this ballpark his one previous time this year back on May 18th. Here's a pop-up on the infield. The shortstop, McCoy, calling for it, and he makes the catch, and there's the first out at the bottom of the first inning. McCacken gets Elliot Ramos to pop up. And now Isan Diaz will be the bat. McCacken's going to be around the plate with his pitches. He'll throw sinkers and sliders. Change-ups, too. And he tries to change speeds, keep hitters off balance, and get a lot of weak contact. Diaz stands in, and the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. McCacken into his motion now. The 0-1 is a swing and a miss and a change, and the count goes to 0-2. And Diaz well out in front of that one. Right here, shift Diaz. Three infielders on the right side. VR, the second baseman, several steps out onto the outfield grass. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, another changeup, and down goes Isan Diaz, and McCacken has his first strikeout of the night. So two away, and now Jason Vossler will be the hitter. Vossler just returned from another stint in the big leagues with San Francisco. He's been bouncing back and forth quite a bit this season. Now here's the pitch from McCacken to Vossler, and it is taken up high and away for a ball. 1-0 the count. Next pitch. Up high, two balls, no strikes. McCacken falls behind. McCacken, 26 years old, from Downey, California. 2-0 pitch, swing and a foul at the plate, 2-1. McCacken played college baseball at Long Beach State. Mariners drafted him in 2017. He made his big league debut last summer. 2-1 pitch, check swing. He went, says the third base umpire. And the count's even now, 2-2. So an even count here to Jason Vossler. McCacken's into his motion. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Threw a fastball past him at 91 on the gun. And down goes Vossler. McCacken with back-to-back strikeouts to close out the bottom of the first inning. Three up, three down. We go to the second. Tacoma and Sacramento are scoreless.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
No score between Tacoma and Sacramento. We go to the second inning of play here at Sutter Health Park. Right here's hit a couple of singles in the first inning, but a double play ball snuffed out any hopes of scoring. We'll see what happens here in the second. Eric Mejia, Brian O'Keefe, and Scott Heineman do up for the Red Ears. Mejia settling into the batter's box now. Hitting 260, dozen homers, 783 OPS, switch hitter bats left. The pitch from Jelly is taken for a called strike. 0-1 the count. 92 mile per hour fastball from Sean Jelly. Next pitch. This is for a ball. 1-1 to Mejia. Mejia hit a homer yesterday, and it was a rather unique one at that. The 1-1 pitch up and in for a ball, 2-1. He was batting left-handed. He pulled one right down the line, a high, high fly ball that had the distance for sure. So here's a swing and a miss, but there was a question of whether it was going to be fair or foul, and it ended up banging right off of the very top of the foul pole in the right field corner, and that's officially a home run. Now the pitch is rolled up the middle, and it's fielded by Jelly, the pitcher, reaching way down to the ground to field that ball, and he throws out Mejia at first base, and one man is out in the top of the second inning. Jelly, 6'11", and you just don't really think he's going to field the grounder that's coming towards his ankles, but he did. He got the glove down there and was able to glove it. Here's Brian O'Keefe hitting in the sixth spot for his second time this season. And Jelly's pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1. O'Keefe normally hits cleanup, but he's been kind of scuffling lately and now hitting .265 on the year, .842 OPS. He takes one outside for a ball, 1-1. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. And it's grounded to third. That's fielded by Vossler, and he throws across the diamond to first base for the out, and two men are gone. And even including the two base hits the Red Ears had in the first inning, each of the six batters to come to the plate against Jelly has hit a ground ball. Now Scott Heinemann will be the hitter. Heinemann at 194 in 27 games for Tacoma, one homer. And he swings and nubs one foul in the home plate area. There's strike one. So 0-1 to Heinemann. Now the pitch. Inside for a ball.
Hey, cold beers, cold waters here.
1-1 the count. And the pitch is grounded right to the second baseman, Proctor, who scoops it up and throws out Heinemann at first base. And three ground balls in the infield, three outs. Red Ears go quickly in the top of the second inning. We go to the bottom of the second. Tacoma and Sacramento are scoreless.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
No score between Tacoma and Sacramento. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Darren McCacken on the mound. He'll face Andrew Knapp, Jason Krizan, and Ford Proctor. Knapp played for the Red Ears for about a month. Now with Sacramento, switch hitter bats left, and the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. So many players this year have played for both Tacoma and Sacramento. Now the 1-0 swung on and hit high in the sky, but not deep towards right. Coming in on it is Mejia in right center. He makes the catch, And there's the first out at the bottom of the second inning. Knapp is retired. And now Jason Krzan is the batter. Krzan hitting .289, 7 homers, .828 OPS. Really the chief among the Tacoma Sacramento transfer report is Kevin Padlo. Sears went outside for a ball. Padlo began the year with the Rainiers, went to spring training with the Mariners, started the season with the Rainiers. Now the 1-0 in for a strike. Got traded to the Giants, who assigned him to Sacramento. Now the 1-1. Hit well towards center. This is deep. Trammell is on his way back at the track. He reaches up and grabs it at the fence. Reached up and caught it a step in front of the fence and then crashed into the padded wall, kind of gently, but he did bang into the fence. And that is the second out of the inning. And now Ford Proctor will be the batter. So Padlo went from Tacoma to Sacramento, back to Tacoma. Today he was designated for assignment by the Mariners, and the joke around the ballpark here among players on both teams is that the Giants are going to claim him on waivers and assign him to Sacramento again, because of course, why wouldn't they? That's almost certainly what's going to happen, right? Here's a pitch in for a strike to Proctor, 0-1 the count. It's already amazing enough that he began the year with Tacoma, went to Sacramento, and then came back to Tacoma in the same season. That's bonkers right there. So here's one inside to Proctor. So why not just take the next step? Do it, Farhan. Claim Padlo. Get him back in the Giants system. The world needs to see it. 1-1 pitch from McCacken. Grounded up the middle, and ranging left and fielding it nicely is McCoy, and he throws to first for the out, and Proctor is retired, and that does it for the Rivercats at the bottom of the second inning. Three up, three down for McCacken. We head to the third. Tacoma and Sacramento are scoreless.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
No score between Tacoma and Sacramento. We head to the third inning of play. Mason McCoy, Drew Ellis, and Taylor Trammell to bat this inning against Sean Jelly. McCoy made a nice play on defense to end the bottom of the second inning, and he will lead things off here in the third. He's batting .235, 9 homers, .695 OPS. Right-hand batter. McCoy had a day off yesterday, back in the lineup today. And the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Now Jelly into his motion, and the 0-1 is low and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. Jelly's 1-1. Outside, two balls, one strike. Now a swing and a little number to third, fielded by Vossler, and he throws out McCoy at first base, and it's another ground ball. All eight hitters have put the ball in play against Jelly, and all eight of them have hit a grounder in the infield. Well, two of the grounders got through the infield for hits. Here's Drew Ellis. Ellis was 3-for-4 yesterday. And he takes down low for a ball. He also had a walk, so he reached base 4 times in last night's game. Next pitch misses for a ball, 2-0. Now a swing and a grounder, left side, ranging to his left to field it is Vossler, and he throws out Ellis at first base. Two down in the top of the third, another infield grounder. 9 in a row. Here's Travell. And the pitch misses for a ball. Travell grounded out to the first baseman his first time up. Still coming back from the strained hamstring. He seems to be running well. He got tested defensively in center field a little while ago. So here's a foul back. Had to go back on a ball and make a leaping catch. One ball, one strike to Taylor Trammell. And the pitch is swung on and bounced slowly towards first. That's fielded by Krizan, and he touches the base for the out. And another three up, three down inning for Jelly. The Raiders hit three more ground balls in the infield, all outs. Jelly has retired 7 in a row. We go to the bottom of the third. Tacoma and Sacramento are scoreless.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
No score between Tacoma and Sacramento. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Darren McCacken will face the 7, 8, and 9 hitters here in the last of the third. It'll be Austin Dean, Ka'ai Tom, and the Bremerton native Shane Matheny. Dean leads off for Sacramento, hitting .256 with a dozen homers, .786 OPS. And the pitch from McCacken is in there for a strike. Dean did not reach base yesterday, 0-for-4, and that ended a string of 14 straight games in which he had reached base safely for them. He hits a grounder to the right side. Over to reach and try to glove it as VR, but he just knocks it down, and Dean is safe at first base. And that is the first base runner of the game for the Rivercats. Infield single for Austin Dean. And now Ka'ai Tom is the batter. Left-hand hitter Tom hitting 242, 10 homers, 47 runs batted in. And the pitch from McCacken is on its way, and it is taken a little bit outside and high for a ball, 1-0. Pitch is popped up. VR, the second baseman, backpedaling out of the outfield grass, and he makes the catch, and that is the first out of the inning. VR got a little turned around there. Mejia, the right fielder, was not there, so it was VR or no one to catch that one, and VR was able to make a late adjustment and grab it, and he and Mejia talking it over in shallow right field right now. So one out, and now here's Shane Matheny out of Olympic High School in Bremerton and then Washington State University. And he swings at the first pitch and fouls it off there, strike one. Matheny just promoted by the Giants to AAA last week, and this is his sixth game since joining the Rivercats. And last night he hit his first AAA home run. McCacken with the 0-1 pitch to Matheny, and it's a swing and a miss and a change, and the count goes to 0-2. Matheny, drafted by the Giants in 2017 out of Wazoo. Here's the 0-2 from McCacken, and it is outside for a ball. One ball, two strikes. He has not yet played at Cheney Stadium as a pro. McCacken now with his next pitch, and it is up high for a ball, 2-2. He could get a chance to do that, Matheny. The Rivercats do have one more trip to Tacoma on the schedule, beginning on August 30th. 2-2 pitch from McCacken is a swing and a foul back, still 2-2. So I'm sure Matheny is looking forward to that possibility. Now McCacken is set. Here comes his 2-2, and it is a fastball up high, ball three. Three balls, two strikes. One out, the runner goes. The 3-2 pitch is cranked to right field. It is deep, it is back, and it is gone. Onto the berm in right field. A two-run homer for Shane Matheny. He is homered against Tacoma in back-to-back games. And the Rivercats have a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the third inning. It was a slider from McCacken that just got too much of the plate. And Matheny jacked it out of here. He's hit safely in all six games he's played in since being bumped up to AAA. Now Elliot Ramos will be the batter. And the pitch is swung on and blooped towards first, and there's Zach Green to make the catch, and that is out number two. So Ramos with a little flare to the first baseman. And now Isan Diaz will be the batter. Diaz, 0 for 1. struck out swinging in the first. And the pitch swung on, rolled slowly to the second baseman, VR, who juggles it, picks it up, drops it again, has no play. Diaz is safe on an error. VR having trouble getting the baseball to stick in his glove tonight. Now Vossler is the hitter. Vossler struck out swinging in the first. He's 0 for 1. Well, McCacken's ready. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to shallow center field. Back is McCoy, racing in his Trammell, and McCoy makes the catch for the final out in the bottom of the third inning. But Sacramento takes the lead. They get two runs on two hits, including the Shane Matheny homer. There was an error and one runner left. We go to the fourth inning. It's Sacramento 2, Tacoma nothing.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards wait at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
It's 2-0. Sacramento leads Tacoma. We head to the fourth inning of play. The number two hitter in the Rainiers lineup leading things off here. It's the rehabilitating Kurt Casale, who singled to left field his first time up. It is 1-for-1. Casale waiting while the center fielder for Sacramento, Elliot Ramos, had to pick up something that had fallen from the seating area beyond the right center field fence onto the warning track. Now that that's resolved, we're ready to go. Jelly's pitch to Kurt Casale is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Sean Jelly on the hill, H-J-E-L-L-E. There's a swing by Casale, and it's a little bouncer to third. That's fielded by Vossler, and he throws out Casale at first. One away in the fourth inning. Eight in a row set down by Jelly, and now Jonathan VR is the hitter. Jelly is of Norwegian / German descent on his father's side. And that's where the name Jelly with an H came from. Now here's a pitch up high for a ball to Jonathan VR. Now the 1-0 is a swing and a miss. 1-1. Jelly's from Minnesota. He was born in Fridley, Minnesota. Next pitch is inside for a ball. Jelly tied the major league record this year as his 2-1 pitch is in for a strike. Tied the major league record for tallest player in major league history at 6'11". Tied John Rauch, played in the early 2000s. Here's a swing and a little chopper back to Jelly off the hill. He fields it and smoothly throws to first and gets VR. Two men are gone. And now Zach Green will be the bat. Green grounded into a double play earlier. And the pitch is up high for a ball. Right here's down 2-0. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Haven't had a base runner since the first. Next pitch is outside to Green, 2-0. Now the pitch is low, ball 3, and he held up a check swing in time. So 3-0 to Green, who's from here in Sacramento. Three-oh pitch is called a strike, and it's 3-1. And this pitch is a swing and a foul in the home plate area, and it's a full count now. 3-2 to Sean Green, to Zach Green. Payoff coming, and it's swung on, grounded up the middle, but shaded that way is the shortstop, Matheny, and he fields it and throws out Green at first base. Wrap it up the top of the fourth inning. Rainier's going order again. 10 straight batters retired by Jelly. The Rainier's have had 13 hitters in this game, and every single one of them has hit a ground ball. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's Sacramento 2, Tacoma nothing.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Sacramento 2, Tacoma nothing. Andrew Knapp leading things off. McCacken's pitch is swung on and fouled off. And that is strike one. Next pitch is swung on and skied to right near the line. Mejia, long run over, but he gets there and makes the catch, and Knapp is retired. One out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Jason Krizan now the hitter. Krizan. Left-hand hitter, flied to deep center earlier, and he takes a strike going one the count. Next pitch in there for a called strike. Now this one misses outside for a ball. 1-2. This one now down low. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch swung on, bounced foul in the home plate area. So still two balls, two strikes. And this is a called strike three, and down goes Krizan, and there's the second out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Third strikeout of the game for McCacken, who struck out two hitters in the first, hasn't had one since. But that second strikeout back in the first inning was his 100th of the year. Now the pitch is swung on and popped up foul down the third baseline by Ford Proctor. Might be playable, though, and it is. The left fielder Heineman makes the catch in foul territory down the left field line, and that does it for Proctor. Three up, three down in the bottom of the fourth inning. We move along to the fifth with the score, Sacramento 2, Tacoma nothing.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were laying on the horn while driving, let me say it again. Are you a race car driver? Because if you are, you're in the wrong car and you took a wrong turn off the track a while ago. And all those cars you're trying to pass all save money with Progressive Snapshot, while you probably don't. So who's really winning? And if you did hear it the first time, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
Did you get the Clement Horizon clean last night? I don't want another barnacle incident. Where's Ivan?
Kiki's head of docking operations just jumped ship.
What do you mean he's sailing around the world?
She needs a new marina manager to help keep her head above water.
Yeah, the tide's perfect, but we are slammed.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
Two to nothing, Sacramento leading the Red Ears. We head to the fifth inning of play. Rainiers have hit nothing but ground balls against Sean Jelly through four innings. Two of them have gotten through for hits. Everything else has been turned into an out by the Rivercats infield. Here's Eric Mejia leading off the fifth, and Jelly's pitch is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Mejia grounded back to the pitcher his first time up. Now the 1-0 pitch is ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Now a swing and a foul off the foot of Mejia, and the count goes to 2-1. We'll take a look at what happened around the league last night. The top two teams in the West have been playing one another this week in Las Vegas. The Reno Aces in first place, Vegas in second. Six-game series, and Reno has now won the first three games after just walloping Vegas last night, 15-1. 2-1 pitch to Mejia, grounded to the right side, diving is Proctor. He knocks it down, picks it up, and then throws it past the first baseman. It's backed up by Knapp, who picks up the loose baseball on foul ground. Mejia is safe with a single. Third hit of the game for the Red Ears. And now Brian O'Keefe bats. Yeah, Reno won 15-1 at Vegas yesterday. They had 18 hits. Stone Garrett hit his league-leading 26th homer. It was a solo shot. Wilmer Defoe had three hits, scored three runs. Big game for Dominic Maroglio. So here's a swing and a foul back by O'Keefe. Maroglio 3-for-4 with a double, a homer, four runs scored, and four runs batted in. And Vegas only scored one run. They got shut down by one of the Diamondbacks' pitching prospects who was making his AAA debut for Reno, right-hander Brandon Fott. Allowed one run on three hits in six innings. So here's a strike to O'Keefe. Fott, spelled P-F-A-A-D-T. Pronounced Fott, disappointingly. Now a turn and a throw to first, and back in safely is Mejia. So anyway, Fott was really good in his AAA debut. Reno wins the first three games of that series. When the series started, Vegas was 2.5 games out of first place behind Reno. They're now 5.5 back. They do have three more games left in the series. Next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes O'Keefe. Jelly has his first strikeout of the game. That's the first batter to not hit a ground ball. 14 straight batters hit grounders against Sean Jelly prior to that strikeout. Now Scott Heineman is the batter, and he takes his strike, 0-1 the count. The first place team in the East, Oklahoma City, lost yesterday at Salt Lake, 8-5. The Bees had or 8-7, I should say. It was 8-5 Salt Lake after three innings, and they didn't score again, and they held on and won it. Dylan Thomas hit a homer for the Bees. He's back from the big leagues, down with Salt Lake again. So there's a foul by Heineman. El Paso picked up a game on Oklahoma City in the Eastern Division standings by knocking off Albuquerque in 12 innings, 10-9. Albuquerque scored a run in the top of the 12th to go up 9-8. And then in the bottom of the 12th, Eggy Rosario hit a two-run homer to win it. Here's a swing and a little tapper to the third baseman, Vossler, who fields it charging in, and he throws out Heineman at first base for the second out of the inning. Mejia advances. He is at second base with two outs. And Mason McCoy is now the batter. McCoy grounded out to third base earlier. He's 0-for-1. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. El Paso pulled within four games of first in the East with their win yesterday. In that game for Albuquerque on the losing side, former Rainier and Mariners first-round draft pick DJ Peterson hit two solo homers for the Isotopes. So the 0-1 is on the outside quarter for a strike, 0-2. DJ's hitting .282 for Albuquerque with 13 homers, .905 OPS. I was curious to see how many of his homers he's hit at home in Albuquerque, great home run park. Only three. He's hit 10 of his 13 homers on the road. 0-2 pitch to Mason McCoy is outside for a ball, 1-2. And then Sugarland beat Round Rock last night 2-1 as Hunter Brown allowed just one run on two hits over five and a third innings with nine strikeouts. He leads the league with a 2.52 ERA and leads the league in strikeouts as well. 1-2 pitch coming to McCoy. Swing and a miss, strike three. Jelly got him with a fastball. And that wraps up the top of the fifth inning. No runs on a hit and one runner left on base. We're halfway through it, middle of the fifth with the score. Sacramento 2, Tacoma nothing.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Two nothing Sacramento with the lead over Tacoma. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Austin Dean leads things off against Darren McCacken. And Dean tries to bunt for a hit on the first pitch. It hits a foul on the third base side, so that is strike one. The two-run homer by Shane Matheny. The only runs of this game so far. Matheny's due up third this inning. Now the pitch is fouled off on the first base side, and that's out of play. The 0-2 up high for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Now here's one down low for a ball. 2-2. So two balls, two strikes to Austin Dean. And McCackett's pitch is outside for a ball, and the count goes full. Here comes the payoff pitch from McCacken, and it is hit well down the left field line. Into the corner goes Heineman, and it is a foul ball. I'm laughing because it's like this here. It's been like this since they built the ballpark. from the broadcast booth and actually from most of the seats in the stadium, you can't see into the outfield quarters. And Heineman just goes chasing that ball, and he runs into foul ground and just disappears. No one knows. Well, I don't know what happens. And I got to watch the umpire and see if he eventually does anything. And the umpire did absolutely nothing, so it was a foul ball. 3-2 pitch, swinging a foul tip by Dean, and it is still three balls, two strikes. It's possible for a ball to be fair in the left field and right field corners and for me to not be able to see it from the vantage point here. Now, the next pitch is ball four, and it's a leadoff walk for Austin Dean, and that's the first walk issued by either team's pitcher tonight. Dean heads down to first base. And now Kai Tom will be the batter. Tom popped up earlier. He's 0 for 1. Want to send a warm Rainier's hello to Chip Maxson, the president of the Sacramento Rivercats. Just stopped by the booth bearing gifts. So there's a swing and a miss by Tom. Strike one. Chip worked for the Rainier's for, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years, something like that. Now McCacken ready. Here's his 0-1 pitch to Tom, and it is fouled back. 0-2 the count. So no balls, two strikes. And McCacken's pitch is inside, and Casale thought about rifling a pickoff throw down to first base. The pitch is swung out and bounced foul. Still a ball and two strikes to Tom with Matheny on deck. Now the 1-2 pitch is a breaking pitch outside. 2-2, the count. And this pitch is swung on and popped up foul and out of play on the third base side. Still 2-2. McCacken at 57 pitches right now. No one out at the bottom of the fifth. And the pitch is yanked foul down the first baseline. Still 2-2. McCacken trying to put him away. The 2-2 to Tom. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Down he goes. And McCacken has his fourth strikeout of the game. One out of the fifth. McCacken up to 102 strikeouts on the year. Entered play today. Sixth in the league in that category. Here's Shane Matheny, who hit the two-run homer in the third and has homered in back-to-back games. And he takes the first pitch outside for a ball. Left-handed hitter. Now throw to first by McCacken, and back in safely is Dean. McCacken's 1-0 pitch. Outside, two balls, no strikes. McCacken on the first base end of the rubber with a 2-0 pitch, and it swung on and fouled back. And the count goes to 2-1. Open for a double play grounder. The 2-1 pitch just off the plate outside. Ball three. Three-one pitch coming. Down and in, ball four. And Matheny draws a walk. Dean takes second, and McCacken has walked two batters here at the bottom of the fifth inning, which is unlike him. Now the lineup turns over, and Elliot Ramos will be the hitter. And the pitch from McCacken is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Next pitch, swung on, grounded slowly to short, fielded by McCoy, flips it to the second baseman for one, that's all they'll get. The ball was just hit too slowly for a double play, so they force out Matheny at second base. Dean takes third, Ramos aboard at first, and runners are at the quarters with two outs for Isan Diaz. Left-handed hitter now, Diaz. And one with a lot of power, Diaz, with 21 home runs this season. Here's the pitch from McCacken with a shift on, and it's a fastball up high, ball one. Pitch, check swing, he went around, that's a strike. Actually, the umpire says he foul tipped it, which is also a strike. So 1-1 the count. Down the line from third is Dean. The next pitch, swing and a miss there, strike two. So one ball, two strikes, two outs. And McCacken is ready. Runners with their leads, and here comes the 1-2 pitch on its way to Isan Diaz, and it's a fastball up high. Two balls, two strikes. This one. Called strike three. Got him with an off-speed pitch, and Diaz watched it go by. McCacken has his fifth strikeout of the night, and that closes out the bottom of the fifth inning. No runs, hits or errors, and two runners left on. We go to the sixth. It's Sacramento 2, Tacoma nothing.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you.
We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Ready for an MVP move? Making your business more energy efficient can reduce operating expenses and help lower monthly utility bills. Tacoma Power offers incentives on LED lighting, HVAC upgrades, new construction, and more. Efficient lighting is one of the best investments to save energy, improve safety, and reduce maintenance. Learn more at mytpu.org/bizrebates. Tacoma Public Utilities, proud partner of the Tacoma Rainiers.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
It's 2-0. Rivercats lead the Red Ears. We head to the sixth inning of play. Sean Jelly on the mound for the Rivercats. He's been a ground ball machine in this game. Red Ears with Drew Ellis leading things off. There is yet to be a ball hit in the air against Jelly. Now the pitch is taken inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Next pitch is up high for a ball. Now a swing, and there's a fly ball hit into right field. It's going to be an out anyway. Tom, the right fielder, makes the catch, and that's the first out at the top of the sixth inning on the first ball hit in the air in this game by Tacoma Rainier's batter. Taylor Trammell now the batter. Trammell's 0 for 2 with two grounders to the first baseman. Now the pitch is outside and high for a ball, 1-0. Jelly's 1-0 pitch coming. And this is cranked to right field. It's deep, it is back, and it is gone. Taylor Trammell makes it a one-run game by blasting a solo shot to right field over the Sacramento bullpen. And Trammell circles the bases with his second home run as a member of the Red Ears this year. It's Sacramento 2, Tacoma 1. So Trammell lifts off with a drive to right field. And now Kurt Casale is the hitter. Casale steps into the batter's box now. Jelly's into his motion, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now the pitch inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. And now here's a pitch down low for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Jelly's 2-1 pitch. Inside, ball three. Jelly has not walked anybody today. He's had a few things change this inning. He has allowed two balls to be hit in the air, one out of the park. That didn't happen at all in the first five innings. Now he's behind in the count. And there's ball four. Casale draws a walk. First walk issued by Jelly. And now Jonathan Villar is the batter. And things have certainly changed for Jelly here in the sixth, and you wonder how long it'll be before Dave Brundage goes to the pen. They're saying that was officially a hit by pitch for Casale. It would have been ball four, but the official ruling is it nicked him. So it is not a walk for Jelly, but a hit batter. Same difference, really. It just grazed the uniform of Casale, I'm guessing, because the ball was still caught by the catcher. Here's a swing and a foul by VR, and there is strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch in there for a called strike, 0-2 to VR. So no balls, two strikes. Now the pitch is fouled away, still no balls, two strikes. Sacramento 2, Tacoma 1. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Now the 0-2 pitch. Grounded sharply up the middle, and that gets through into right center. A base hit. Casale's around second. He's going to go to third. VR's trying to take second, and he gets there safely ahead of the throw. Some good aggressive base running from Jonathan VR. And the Red Ears have runners at second and third with one out in the top of the sixth inning. A ground ball double off the bat of VR. And now Zach Green is the batter. Green's 0-2 with two grounders to the shortstop, one of which started a double play. Infield drawn in for the River Cats. And the pitch from Jelly is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 on its way. And it is swung on and fouled off on the first base side, and that's out of play. 1-1. So one ball, one strike. Now the pitch is grounded to third, and that's fielded at third by Vossler. Holding is the runner, Casale, and Vossler throws out Green at first base for the second out of the inning, and that was a huge out for the River Cats. So now the Red Ears are going to hope for a clutch two-out hit from Eric Mejia, who is 1-for-2 tonight with an infield single. Now the pitch is taken for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch coming from Jelly. And it is swung on and fouled back, and it's 0-2 now. Now the 0-2 is high for a ball. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on and lined into left field, a base hit. And here comes Casale. He scores, and then botching it in left field is Dean. VR is going to score as well. And taking second base is Mejia, and the Red Ears have the lead 3-2. Dean came in to field that sharp liner on a bounce, and he got his glove on it and didn't pick it cleanly. It went into his glove, and it came out, and he had to turn around and pick up the ball, and that made it so VR was sure to score and enabled Mejia to take an extra base. And he is at second now. The Red Ears have the lead, and Brian O'Keefe is the hitter. And the pitch to O'Keefe is in there for a strike. So the Red Ears have their first lead of the night. Eric Mejia has been hot these past few days. Now Jelly with a 1-0. And it is outside for a ball. Mejia is 6-for-12 in this series. The All-Star break put him in a funk. He was struggling there for about a week after the break, and then now has got it going again offensively. Now the 1-0 swung on and hit off the end of the bat to first, and that's off the heel of Krizan's glove, and it rolls away. VR around third, heads home. Throw to the plate, not in time. VR goes in with a head-first dive and scores the fourth run of the inning. And ending up at first base is O'Keefe. This was an end-of-the-bat cue shot off of O'Keefe's stick. And Krizan, who was playing off the line, had to move back towards first to try to field it on a short hop. And the short hop had spin on it, and it kicked back on Krizan and hit the heel of his glove and then rolled onto the infield grass kind of midway between the pitcher's mound and where the second baseman would normally be standing. And there was no one there to pick up the ball. And VR never stopped running, scored all the way from second base. It is being ruled a single for O'Keefe. And he'll get an RBI as well. And just to finish up a bit of housekeeping, the ball Mejia hit was ruled a single and an error on the left fielder Dean, as expected. So the Red Ears now lead it 4-2. They have a runner at first with two outs and Scott Heineman at the plate. And Jelly still in there, although there is activity in the Sacramento bullpen for the first time tonight. Third trip through the lineup has gotten to Jelly as the first pitch to Heineman is over for a called strike. Now the pitch is over for a strike. Oh, and 2 the count. And it's a swing and a miss. Strike 3. Down goes Heineman. And that wraps up the top of the 6th inning. But the Red Ears put 4 on the board. 4 runs in the inning on 4 hits. There was an error and 1 runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the 6th inning. It's Tacoma 4, Sacramento 2.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Tacoma leads Sacramento 4-2. Darren McCacken on the hill. He'll face Vossler, Knapp, and Prizan at the bottom of the sixth inning. Vossler's 0-2 tonight with a strikeout and a pop-up. McCacken pitching with a lead for the first time today. And the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now this pitch is a swing and a miss. 0-2 the count. Kacken about to throw his 75th pitch right here. And it is inside for a ball, 1-2. The right ears have Rowenis Elias warming up at the pen. Now this pitch is swung on and bounced foul on the first base side. This one is outside for a ball. And there's ball three down and in. So it goes to a full count. Three balls, two strikes. And this pitch is swung on and popped up into shallow right field. Any one of four people could catch this. It's going to be the second baseman, VR, who makes the play. And that is the first out at the bottom of the sixth inning. Andrew Knapp now the hitter. He's 0-2 with two flyouts. Swings and fouls one off. Oh, one pitch. Swung on. Fouled off. Or maybe it's fair. Anyway, it's towards left, and it is caught in fair territory by Heidemann down the left field line. Knapp retired, two away in the bottom of the sixth inning, and now Jason Krizan will be the batter. Mariners are back in action tonight. They trail the Angels 1-0 in the fourth. Mariners coming off a day off yesterday. They've got Robbie Ray on the mound today. Pitch to Krizan, check swing foul there, strike one. So encouraging that the Mariners took two out of three in New York without Ty France or Julio Rodriguez in any of the games. Now a swing and a ball is stroked between short and third and into left center. A base hit for Crizan. He has the Rivercats' third hit of the night. Sharp single through the left side, and now Ford Proctor is the batter. Elias is ready in the bullpen should he be needed. Proctor 0 for 2 with a ground out and a foul out. I'll give McCacken a chance to try to finish the inning. Here's his pitch to Proctor, and it is taken up and away for a ball. Now the 1-0. High, two balls, no strikes. Well, out to the mound goes Casale to talk with McCacken for a moment. Here comes the 2-0. And there's a called strike. It's 2-1. This pitch is low. Three and one. The righty winds and his pitch is high. Ball four. He loses Proctor. Crizan takes second. Third walk issued by McCacken tonight. Ties his season high for most walks in a game. He's done it three times now this season. Well, they're going to let him face one more hitter, Austin Dean. And if Dean reaches, I think that'll be it. Elias, the lefty, is in the bullpen. After Dean are back-to-back left-handed hitters for Sacramento. So two on, two out in the bottom of the sixth inning, and McCacken looks towards second base where McCoy was threatening to sneak in behind the runner. No throw over though. Now McCacken comes set again. And here's his first pitch to Dean. Swing and a miss at a fastball. There's strike one. 0-1 the count. Here comes the 0-1 from McCacken. And the pitch is high for a ball. Right here's lead 4-2. Two outs at the bottom of the sixth inning. Crizan at second. Proctor at first with two away. And the pitch is low and away. Two balls, one strike. McCacken peers in for the signs from Casale. Runners with their leads. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Dean, and it is just outside. Ball three. Well, a walk would load him up for Ka'ai Tom. Four Three balls, one strike, the count to Austin Dean. And the pitch is ball four. A slider that missed low, and the bases are loaded. Crisan takes third, Proctor takes second. Dean down to first, a season-high four walks for Darren McCacken. And Tim Fedorovich is going to have to go get him. The Red Deer's manager is taking a stroll out to the mound right now, and he's going to get Rowenis Elias into this game and see if he can escape this bases-loaded two-out jam. McCacken done after 5 2/3. We'll take a break for this pitching change with the score. Tacoma 4, Sacramento 2.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
We're at the bottom of the sixth inning. Tacoma leading Sacramento 4-2. Rowenis Elias comes in and he inherits a jam. Bases loaded, two outs, and Ka'ai Tom, left-hand hitter, coming to the plate. Elias is appearing in his 27th game. No record, of 3.94 ERA. Elias looks in for the sign from Casale. And here's his pitch to Tom. And it's swung on and grounded right to the second baseman, VR, who picks it up and flips it to McCoy for the force out at second base. And that wraps up the inning. Elias needs just one pitch to escape the jam. Sacramento does not score. They had a hit. There were no errors, and three runners were left on base. We go to the seventh inning. It's Tacoma 4, Sacramento 2.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
We go to the seventh inning. Tacoma leading Sacramento 4-2. Gregory Santos in to do the pitching for the Rivercats, on in relief of Sean Jelly, who went six innings, allowed seven hits, four runs, three earned, no walks, three strikeouts, hit a batter with a pitch. So Santos in from the pen, hard thrower, has a record of 0-1 with a 3.95 ERA and 26 appearances out of the Sacramento bullpen this year. Mason McCoy will lead things off for the Red Ears against Santos, who's into his motion, and the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 is in there for a strike, and the count goes to 0-2. Now swing and a miss, strike three. Santos needs just three pitches to strike out McCoy. One away in the seventh inning, and now Drew Ellis will be the batter. Santos with 28 strikeouts now and 27 and two-thirds innings this year. Drew Ellis 0-2 with a ground out and a fly out. And the pitch is taken at the knees for a strike, 0-1 the count. Oh, one pitch on its way, and it is a ball. One ball, one strike. Now the 1-1 down low for a ball, 2-1. Now a swing and a miss, and the count's even, 2-2. Two-two pitch coming. Swing and a miss, strike three. Santos with back-to-back strikeouts of McCoy and Ellis. And here comes Taylor Trammell, who launched a homer last inning to put the Red Ears on the scoreboard for the first time tonight. A line shot that went over the bullpen in right center field and left the bat with an exit velocity of 113 miles per hour. Absolute rocket. And he checks his swing but went around. That is strike one. 0-1 the count. 97 mile per hour heater from Santos. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Slider that time from Santos, and it's 0-2 on Trammell. O-2 pitch coming. And it is a swing and a miss, strike three, and Santos strikes out the side at the top of the seventh inning. Three up, three down, all swinging strike threes. We go to the seventh inning stretch in Sacramento. It's Tacoma 4, Sacramento 2.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Don't miss getting stranded with a bad battery.
Our professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will test your battery for free. If your battery does need to be replaced, we'll help you find the best battery for your vehicle and your budget. Don't wait until your battery is dead. Get it tested for free today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Just had the 7th inning stretch here in Sacramento. The Raiders with a 4-2 lead over the Rivercats. Shane Matheny leading off the bottom of the 7th for Sacramento. His 2-run homer back in the 3rd. The only Rivercats runs of this game so far. The Bremerton native has homered twice against what would be his hometown team or closest to it in the Pacific Coast League, that's for sure. And he takes a strike, 0-1 the count. Now the pitch is pulled, foul on the ground, first base side. Oh, and two. And the next pitch called, strike 3. Down goes Matheny, and Elias strikes him out on 3 pitches, gets him looking. So one away, and now Elliot Ramos is the hitter. He thinks about bunting for a hit and then takes the pitch up high for a ball. Next pitch, breaking ball outside, 2-0 the count. And a swing and a foul now, 2-1. So 2 balls, 1 strike. And the pitch is swung on and lined towards left. And lining it up is Heinemann. He comes in a few steps and reaches down and gloves it for out number 2. Ramos lines out to left field, 2 away. And now Isan Diaz will be the batter. Diaz 0-3 with a couple of strikeouts so far. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to center, and there's Trammell. And he's barely moving. He just stands in his spot and makes the catch. Diaz is out, and that does it for the Rivercats at the bottom of the 7th inning. 3 up. 3 down. We head to the 8th. It is Tacoma 4, Sacramento 2.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at Exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
On we go to the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 4, Sacramento 2. Rivercats have brought in rehabilitating Major League reliever Zach Littell to work the top of the eighth, making his second appearance of this series. He worked a scoreless inning on Wednesday. He'll face a pinch hitter for the Red Ears, Josh Morgan, pinch hitting for Kurt Casale, who's done after seven innings behind the plate tonight. Casale went 1-for-2 with a single, was hit by a pitch and scored a run. First pitch to Josh Morgan is swinging a foul. There's strike one. Morgan just activated from the IL. He'd been out with a broken foot since April. He played in just six games in April. He broke his foot in his sixth game at Albuquerque. And he takes up high for a ball. Morgan is a catcher, so he'll presumably go behind the plate for the last couple of innings of this game. Now he swings and lines one into center field. There's a base hit, and Morgan is on with a pinch hit single to start the eighth inning. And he's got to feel good about that after all the time he spent on the injured list. Pinch hit single to center. You might remember, well, you're excused if you don't remember. We'll give you a pass on it. But Morgan homered for the Red Ears on opening night at Cheney Stadium. And we just haven't seen him because he broke his foot so early and hasn't been playing. Back in there, though, with a base hit. He's at first base, and now Jonathan Villar, the batter, and Littell with a fastball outside. That's ball one. Littell rehabbing an oblique strain. 26-year-old righty, originally drafted by the Mariners and traded a couple times in his career. And here's his 1-0, and it is in there for a strike, 1-1. Littell, a 11th round draft pick of the Mariners in 2013, coming out of a high school in North Carolina. Now the 1-1. Swing and a miss. There's strike two. Mariners ended up trading Littell to the Yankees for left-hand reliever James Pazos. One-two pitch, down low for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Littell had a good year for the Giants last year, 2.92 ERA in 63 games. This year in 26 games, a 5.04 ERA. Two balls, two strikes to VR with Morgan at first base in the top of the eighth inning. And the pitch is grounded. Foul down the first baseline, waved foul by first base umpire Jose Navas. That was close to being a fair ball, hopping over the bag just to the right of it. Two 2-2 the count. And the pitch, swinging and a foul back. Still two balls, two strikes. Now here comes the 2-2 pitch on its way. And it is inside, ball three. And VR has worked to full count, 3-2. Now a swing and a miss, strike three. And down goes VR, and there's the first out at the top of the eighth inning. One away, and now Zach Green will be the batter. Green's 0 for 3. He's grounded in the infield all three times. Here's a swing and a shot to third. Fielded on a short hop by Vosler. Goes to second for one. On to first for two. A double play. Hot shot to third. Vosler speared it on a short hop and turned it around the horn. Third to second to first. And the Red Ears do not score in the top of the eighth inning. They had a hit and no one left. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's Tecoma 4, Sacramento 2.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com. and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tecoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Red Ears lead Sacramento 4-2. New pitcher, new catcher. Josh Morgan pinch hit for the rehabbing Kirk Casale in the top of the inning, and he stays in the game at catcher. And new pitcher is Fernando Abad. Abad ready to go to work on Jason Vosler. He's into his motion, and the pitch is swung on and chopped foul off his foot. And that is strike one. Abad in relief of Rowenis Elias, who went an inning and a third scoreless, retired all four batters he faced, and threw a whopping 9 pitches. Abad. into his motion now. The 0-1 pitch to Vossler is a check swing. Did he go? No, says the third base umpire. One ball, one strike. Now here's a breaking ball over for a called strike, 1-2. Now a swing and a foul out of play. Now here's one down low for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. And the veteran southpaw Abad is going to miss outside with his breaking ball. And the count goes full 3-2. Abad is the elder statesman of the Rainiers, 36 years old. A lefty from La Romana in the Dominican Republic. But a worldly man who has pitched around the globe. 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Vossler, and Abad strikes out the first batter he faces. One away, and now Andrew Knapp is the batter. Knapp 0-for-3 with three flyouts. And the pitch is breaking ball called a strike, 0-1. Abad will occasionally mix in an Ephus pitch, and Knapp knows that because he caught Abad a couple times while he was with the Rainiers not long ago. And he takes down an in for a ball, a fastball, 1-1 the count. About a former Sacramento River Cat as well. Next pitch hit in the air towards right center. Trammell into the alleyway has time to get there, and he makes the catch. Two men are gone at the bottom of the eighth inning. Knapp flies out for his fourth time in this game. And now Jason Krizan is the batter. Krizan's 1-for-3 with a single so far. Pitch from Abad is on its way, and it's a fastball up high and inside. 1-0 the count. Night game tomorrow night at 6:35. Sears one in there for a strike to Krizan, 1-1. It actually has an official listed start time of 6:37 because it's a locally televised game here in the Sacramento market. 1-1 pitch, misses for a ball, 2-1. The Red Ears are starting Austin Warner tomorrow. And Sacramento's starter is TBD, to be determined. 2-1 pitch, just misses ball three, about barely missing the zone. So it goes to 3-1. And the pitch is inside, ball four, he lost him. So Krizan will head down to first base with a two-out walk that brings the tying run to the plate for Sacramento in the form of Ford Proctor. Kind of thinking ahead now, if this game remains 4-2 going to the bottom of the ninth inning, I'm wondering who Tim Fedorovich is going to go to close it out. Nick Ramirez has been getting the save opportunities recently, but he got the save yesterday, and the Rainiers just don't use relievers in back-to-back games. A pitch clock violation has been called on Fernando Abad. That is ball one to Ford Proctor. Now here's Abad's first pitch to Proctor, and it is a fastball low. He is just missing the zone with these pitches. Two and oh the count. And the next pitch, there's a curve over for a strike, two and one. Two-one pitch, check swing, and he did not go around. Three balls, one strike to Proctor with Austin Dean on deck. Abad looks a little frustrated on the mound because his command is not as good as it usually is. He had walked just four batters in 27 and two-thirds innings this season prior to tonight. 3-1 pitch is over for a strike with the curve, and the count goes full 3-2. Here comes the 3-2 with the runner going, and it swung on, hit in the air to left, struck pretty well. Heineman back with room. He makes the catch at the edge of the warning track, and that is the final out here at the bottom of the eighth inning. Sacramento does not score. No runs on a hit, no errors, one left. We go to the ninth. It is Tacoma 4, Sacramento 2.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
We go to the ninth inning. Tacoma 4, Sacramento 2 is our score. New pitcher for the Rivercats. It's Michael Stripler, who we thought was going to be a right ear after he was promoted from AA Arkansas to join the right ears in time for this series on Tuesday, which was also the trade deadline. And the Mariners traded him before he could suit up for Tacoma. And he just went to the other locker room here at Sutter Health Park and joined Sacramento after the deal, which netted the Mariners Kurt Casale and Matthew Boyd. Casale played in this game, as here's Striffler's first pitch, and it's up high to Eric Mejia, ball one. Mariners also sent the Giants double-A catcher Andy Thomas. Striffler's 1-0 is in for a strike, 1-1. Striffler made his triple-A debut against Tacoma on Wednesday. Worked a scoreless inning, allowing a hit, striking out one. Here's his 1-1 pitch to Mejia, and it's a swing and a miss. There's strike two. 1-2 the count. 1-2 pitch. Swung on and pulled sharply on one hop right to the second baseman, Proctor, who has it, and he throws out Mejia. And there is the first out at the top of the ninth inning. Brian O'Keefe will be next. O'Keefe 1-for-3 with a bizarre infield single that brought in a run. Striffler gets the signals from his catcher, Knapp. And the right-hander with his pitch, and it is a swing and a miss at a slider. There's strike one. Oh, one pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. We've got our answer to the question, who is Tim Fedorovich going to go to close the game with Nick Ramirez having pitched yesterday and not likely to pitch today? And we got our answer. It's Drew Steckenrider, who is warming up in the Tacoma pen. 0-2 pitch down low to O'Keefe. And that makes the count 1-2. Next pitch to O'Keefe, called strike three, down he goes. 95 mile per hour fastball that caught the outside edge. Two men are out at the top of the ninth inning. And now Scott Heineman will be the batter. Heineman's 0-for-3 with two ground outs and a strikeout. Pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Pitch, low and away, 2-0. And the next pitch, swing and a miss, and the count goes to 2-1. In the bottom of the ninth inning, Sacramento's scheduled hitters are Austin Dean, Ka'ai Tom, and Shane Matheny. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Low and away, 3. Three and one. Next pitch coming, swing and a foul back. Full count, 3-2. Heineman stands outside the batter's box for a moment. Now he's back in there. Here's the 3-2, and it is up and away, 4. And Heineman draws a 2-out walk at the top of the ninth inning. Now Mason McCoy will be the batter. McCoy is 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts. Now the pitch is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. Heineman likes to steal. He takes his lead at first base. Stripler is set. And the 1-0 pitch is high for a ball. 2-2. Turning a throw to first, and it's in the dirt and dug out by Krizan. Still 2-0 to McCoy. Now this one is up high for a ball. 3-0. This one is high, ball four, not even close to the zone, and that is back-to-back walks with two outs in the ninth. Heinemann takes second, McCoy down to first. Drew Ellis will be the batter. That's why Stripler was in Double-A for over a year and a half in the Mariners system and was just promoted to Triple-A on trade deadline day on Tuesday. Control, too many walks, but he had cut that number down a bit this year, which was encouraging for all parties. And he didn't walk anyone in his AAA debut the other day, but has issued back-to-back walks here with two outs in the ninth. And on this last walk to McCoy, there were pitches that weren't even remotely close to the strike zone. So two on, two out. Here's Drew Ellis. And the pitch from Stripler is called a strike, and it's 0-1. Ellis has been quiet tonight after collecting three hits yesterday, 0-3 today. But a hit right here would probably net an insurance run with Heinemann at second. McCoy at first. Oh, and one the count to Ellis, and Stripler with his pitch. Eventually. And it's a swing and a miss, strike two. No balls, two strikes, two outs. And the 0-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Three pitches and down goes Drew Ellis. The inning is over. Raiders do not add on in the ninth. No runs, hits, or errors. Two runners left on base. We'll see if a two-run lead will hold up. We head to the bottom of the ninth inning. It's Tacoma 4, Sacramento 2.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation, problem solved.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning here at Sacramento. The Tacoma Rainiers leading the Rivercats by a score of 4-2. New pitcher in for the Rainiers to try to close it out, Drew Steckenrider. Steckenrider is appearing in his 11th game. No record of 5.23 ERA and one save. He just got his first save for the Rainiers on the last homestand in a game against El Paso last Tuesday. And in that one, he was protecting a two-run lead just like this. Steckenrider will face Austin Dean to lead things off. He's a right-hand batter, and then the next two guys are lefties, Ka'ai Tom and Shane Matheny. Steckenrider, a veteran, ready, and his first pitch to Dean is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Steckenrider, 31 years old. Free agent signed two winters ago by the Mariners. Had a good year in the big leagues for Seattle last year. 0-1 pitch, grounded left side, past the diving Ellis, and through into left field. A base hit for Dean, who has reached base four times tonight. And immediately, Sacramento will bring the tying run to the plate. Ka'ai Tom is the hitter. Tom's 0-3 tonight with a pop-up, a strikeout, and a groundout. Left-hand hitter. Now Steckenrider is ready, and the pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Tom does have some pop. He's hit 10 homers this year and has a slugging percentage of .420. Here's the 0-1, and it's swung on and fouled off the end of the bat, out of play. 0-2 the count. Comes the 0-2 pitch from Steckenrider, and it is up high for a ball. 1-2. One ball, two strikes to Tom, and the pitch from Steckenrider fouled back, out of play. Still 0-2. Or 1-2, pardon me. Sacramento scored its runs in the third inning on the two-run homer by Shane Matheny, who is on deck right now. Rainier scored all four of their runs in the sixth. 1-2 pitch to Tom is outside for a ball. Eric Mejia had the go-ahead hit, a single that brought in two runs with a little help from an error by the Sacramento left fielder. Here's the 2-2 now to Tom, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three, and Steckenrider got him with a breaking ball. There's the first out at the bottom of the ninth inning. So one away, and now Shane Matheny is the hitter. Matheny's 1-for-2 with a two-run homer and a walk. Left-hand batter, and the pitch is a fastball outside, ball one. 95 on the gun on that Steckenrider heater. Reinier's a double play depth up the middle. Ellis even with the bag at third. The pitch is swung on and fouled off. A change up there that Matheny got a piece of. One ball, one strike. Tacoma 4, Sacramento 2, one out in the bottom of the ninth inning, but a runner at first base for the Rivercats, meaning the tying run is in the batter's box. Here's the 1-1, and it's a swing and a miss, strike two. Another off-speed pitch from Steckenrider, and he gets ahead. A ball and two strikes. Here comes the 1-2 pitch on its way, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a 95-mile-per-hour fastball. Matheny swung through it, and there are two away in the bottom of the ninth inning. And the Rivercats are down to their last out. Elliot Ramos, the batter, he's 0 for 4 tonight. Right-handed hitter. Ramos with 7 homers this year and entered play today hitting .218. Steckenrider with his pitch, and it's a swing and a foul back there, strike one. Ramos is a former San Francisco Giants first-round draft pick coming out of high school in Puerto Rico in 2017. Ramos has called time and is going back to the dugout, or no, to the on-deck circle to work on his bat. And now he's headed back towards the batter's box. 0-1 the count to Elliot Ramos with two outs in the ninth. Steckenrider is ready. And the 0-1 pitch is swung on and fouled back, and that's strike two. So no balls, two strikes, two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning. The Red Bulls trying to win for what would be the fifth time in the last six games. Steckenrider gets the signs from Josh Morgan. Now he's ready. And the 0-2 pitch is on its way, and it is a fastball up high. One ball, two strikes. Now the veteran peers in for the signals. He comes set. Dean with his lead at first. The pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. And down goes Elliot Ramos. And that's the ball game. Steckenrider got him with the 95-mile-per-hour heat. And the Tacoma Raiders win it by a final score of 4-2. And the Raiders have won five of their last six games. And they've pulled within 10 games of 500 at 46-56 on the year. They've also won three of the first four games of this six-game series, clinching at least a split on the road with a good chance of winning the series if they could get a victory in either of the final two games, starting with tomorrow night's game at 6:35 p.m. Right here's win at 4-2, the final score. Stick around. We'll recap it and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Right here's post-game show coming up next.
It's called the Missouri Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
Fireworks show going off here in Sacramento as the Tacoma Raiders win tonight. They win it 4-2, the final score. Let's get rid of that. There we go. All right. Tacoma getting a strong start from Darren McCacken and excellent relief work, as has been the case for this team for an extended stretch now. The bullpen's really been good for a long time. And the Raiders hold Sacramento to just 4 hits in this one. They did trail for a while. Darren McCacken made the start against Sacramento's Sean Jelly, and the Rivercats got on the board first in the third inning when Shane Matheny connected for a 2-run homer to right field, put him up 2-0. Meanwhile, the Red Ears were doing nothing but hitting ground balls against Sean Jelly. I don't think I've ever seen anything like this before. And when there were 2 outs in the fifth inning at that point, got to go back a step, really. After Eric Mejia led off the fifth inning with an infield single, at that point, Jelly had pitched to 14 batters in the game. Every single one of them had hit a ground ball, resulting in either a single that got through the infield or an out, a grounder to an infielder. And that meant that the Red Ears were not scoring. This approach was not working. Jelly was just getting the Red Ears to pound grounders into the dirt and easy ground outs. So finally that stopped. In the fifth inning, you got a couple of strikeouts. Still nothing in the air. But in the sixth, the leadoff batter, Drew Ellis, flied out to right field. And that was the first fly ball that anyone had hit off of Jelly. The next hitter, Taylor Trammell, hit a fly ball a long way. 420 feet to right center field. The rehabbing major leaguer with his second homer of the year for Tacoma. And that made it Sacramento 2, Tacoma 1. Then Kurt Casale was nicked by a pitch, and Jonathan Villar followed with a double to right center, putting runners at second and third. Zach Green grounded out to the drawn-in third baseman. Rainiers couldn't score, so there were 2 outs. They needed a clutch hit. Eric Mejia delivered, spraying a base hit to left field, and then the left fielder Dean didn't field it cleanly. 2 runs ended up scoring on the play, and the Red Ears had the lead 3-2. It was scored 1 run batted in for Mejia, the second run scoring on the fielding error by Austin Dean. When the dust cleared, Mejia was at second with 2 outs, and Brian O'Keefe stepped up. He hit a ball off the very end of his bat that short-hopped the first baseman, Krizan, hitting the heel of his glove and bouncing away, and Mejia scored all the way from second base on that play, and the Red Ears were ahead 4-2. In the sixth inning, Darren McCacken tried to get through the sixth for a quality start, but he lost his control, which is something you don't say about Darren McCacken very often. With 2 outs in the sixth, he allowed a base hit and then walked 2 in a row, loading him up. And at that point, he was at 93 pitches and suddenly having trouble finding the strike zone. So the Red Ears went to the bullpen, brought in Rowenis Elias to face Ka'ai Tom. With the bases loaded and 2 outs, and Elias needed just 1 pitch to get Tom to ground out. And then Elias needed just 8 pitches to retire the side in the seventh inning. Really nice job in relief tonight from Rowenis Elias. Fernando Abad worked a scoreless eighth. Drew Steckenrider came in for the ninth, protecting the 2-run lead. Leadoff man Austin Dean, who reached base 4 times tonight for Sacramento, greeted Steckenrider with a base hit to left field, but Steckenrider then struck out 3 consecutive hitters, Tom, Matheny, and Ramos, to end the ballgame, and the Red Ears were winners tonight by the final score of 4-2. Here are the final totals in tonight's game. for Tacoma. Four runs on eight hits, one error. They left five on base. Sacramento scores two runs on four hits, makes one error, leaves eight on base. Winning pitcher is Darren McCacken. He is 7-5. Save goes to Steckenrider, his second. And Jelly takes the loss. He falls to 4-6. Time of the ball game was 2 hours and 27 minutes, and the attendance was 5,637. With the win, the Red Ears go to 46-56 on the year, and Sacramento falls to 43 wins and 60 losses. These two teams meet again tomorrow night at 6:35 p.m., and it'll be Austin Warner on the mound for the Red Ears, and Sacramento's starter is to be determined. Red Ears win it 4-2. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Right here's win. They beat Sacramento 4-2. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Starting off with the Mariners game, they're back in action. They're hosting the Angels in a four-game series that includes a doubleheader tomorrow. Angels lead the first game tonight 1-0 in the sixth inning. Patrick Sandoval starting for the Angels. He's been wild with a bunch of walks and hit batters, but he's not allowing any hits, just three for the M's. And so the Angels scored a run in the first against Robbie Ray, but Ray has settled down. He struck out Ohtani three times, but the Angels have the 1-0 lead in the sixth inning. Some finals in from the American League so far tonight. Astros beat the Guardians in Cleveland 9-3. New Astro Trey Mancini homered twice, including the first grand slam of his career. Tampa Bay drew a franchise record 13 walks from the very generous Detroit Tigers pitching staff, and Tampa had seven hits. There's 20 base runners right there between walks and hits. And how many scored? Five. That was enough, though. The Rays beat Detroit 5-3 was the final. And Dylan Cease was dealing, and the White Sox defeat the Rangers 2-1. Cease allowed one run on two hits over six innings, picked up his 12th win of the season. Red Sox hold off the Royals 7-4 in Kansas City. Alex Verdugo had three hits, scored a couple of runs. And the Minnesota Twins in 10 defeat Toronto 6-5 in Minneapolis. In interleague play today, the Baltimore Orioles shut out the Pittsburgh Pirates 1-0 behind Dean Kramer and the bullpen. And St. Louis was a 4-3 winner over the Yankees in an interleague series in St. Louis. In the National League, in a day game at Wrigley, the Cubbies defeat the Marlins 2-1. They were down 1-0 at the bottom of the eighth, and Wilson Contreras hit a two-run homer that ended up being the game winner. Phillies defeat the Nationals 7-2 as Kyle Gibson went eight innings and allowed just one run on two hits. He was actually perfect for six and then allowed a base runner in the seventh. Atlanta defeats the Mets 9-6. Braves center fielder Ronald Acuna had four hits and also stole a two-run homer, or what would have been a two-run homer, from Pete Alonso. Brewers beat the Cincinnati Reds 5-1 as Milwaukee had Eric Lauer on the hill, and he picked up his eighth win going seven innings. Rowdy Tellez hit his 22nd bomb for the Brewers. Rockies lead the Diamondbacks 5-4. They're at the bottom of the eighth inning in Arizona. And the Padres, they've loaded up their lineup, right? They got Juan Soto and Josh Bell, and they're ready to compete for the Dodgers. They went into the Dodger Stadium today, looking to show off their new lineup and our score in the bottom of the sixth inning. Dodgers 8, Padres nothing. San Diego has just 3 hits. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Sacramento, the Red Ears win. They beat the River Cats 4-2. We'll be back with more right after this.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Sports are easy to disagree on. Let's see what happens when sports talk hosts talk about something they agree on.
Hold on. I'm saying drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Well, I disagree. I think drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Come on. Wait, I think we're saying the same thing.
Oh, so what do we do now?
Everyone agrees that drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2020 and May 2021. Potential savings will vary.
Rainiers win. They beat Sacramento 4-2, the final score today. Darren McCacken picking up his team-leading 7th win. Another strong start from McCacken. Allowed just 3 hits and 2 runs in 5 2/3 innings. Got the win. Bullpen just tremendous and has been for a long time. 3 1/3 scoreless 1-hit innings for the pen tonight. Yesterday, the bullpen pitched 7 2/3 scoreless innings. The day before, 3 innings, 1 run. Day before that, 3 innings, 1 run. Those are all numbers you can live with, and just outstanding work here these last couple of days as the Red Ears bullpen is on a real roll in recent outings and a key element in today's victory. Well, the Red Ears are 46-56. The last time they were within 10 games of .500, they were 35-45. We'll see if they can get this down into single digits, keep picking up wins against Sacramento, the one team below them in the standings in the West. Speaking of the standings in the West, Reno is in first. Las Vegas is in second. They're playing each other now. Reno has won the first 3 games of the series on the road at Vegas to open up a 5.5 game lead. Vegas, though, is threatening to win tonight. Las Vegas has a 5-2 lead over the Aces in the 8th inning at Las Vegas Ballpark. Other games in the league tonight are all final. El Paso beat Albuquerque 8-5, getting 16 hits, including our buddy Eggie Rosario hitting his 18th homer of the year. Oklahoma City blasted Salt Lake, my goodness, 13-0. In Salt Lake City, 2 homers for Jason Martin, who's up to 24 on the year. And Sugarland tops Round Rock 6-5, the final score in Sugarland, Texas. We'll have details on all those games during tomorrow night's broadcast, which will begin at 6:25 with first pitch at 6:35. Austin Warner on the hill for the Red Ears, to be determined starting for Sacramento. That is tomorrow night. And we'll have the stream for you right here with our broadcast starting at 6:25. That's going to do it for tonight's cast. Thanks a lot for listening. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Sutter Health Park in Sacramento. Once again, our final score, Tequila 4, Sacramento 2. Have a great night.